Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
Hi, Jerry. This is Carol Hawinski. I just did a $90 credit, blah, blah, blah. And it said my shipping was like $3 and some cents, and that's all I had to pay. And now I just got a fraud alert from my card that I put it on, and they said, hey, are you authorizing $49.89? So how does that jump up like that?
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to take a look and see what's going on. To better assist you, I'm locating an account. May I get your zip code, please?
34453.
Thank you for that. And the name on the account?
Carol Hawinski. H-O-I-N-S-K-I. Middle initial L.
Thank you for that. Now, I'm not pulling up any account under your name with the zip code 34453 with an account with us. Could the account have a different name or zip code on there?
No. No. How about a phone number? And is this the MUISYA Pearl Brands LLC?
This is customer support, ma'am. We handle customer care for a variety of online vendors.
Right.
Could
yeah.
I get the last four numbers of the card you were showing the charge on to try and locate the account that way, please?
9485.
Thank you for that. Give me 1 second while I try and locate the account that way. And now, when I do a search by a card ending in 9485, that still doesn't pull up any account under your name with those last four numbers of a card being charged with an account with us.
Okay, hold on a minute. What does it mean when it says pickup card SF?
I'm not familiar with that terminology, ma'am.
Me either. I don't use this card, and that's why I did it with this card, saying, well, if anything comes by, I'll know, because I don't use this card.
But unfortunately, I'm not pulling up any account with the information you're providing me with an account with us.
Okay, then I better go back to that and say this is a fraud alert. Okay, good enough. Thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Hello? Wait a minute. Hello?